the Congress didn't just take place in the RDS and in Croke Park. Right across the country there were activities going on. So that the numbers who attended may not give a true picture of the involvement that there was in the church. The pilgrimage of the bell, for example, it went way beyond my expectations, and it was seen by so many people. It was rung by everything from children to the Pope himself. But it was a way in which you brought the theme of the Congress around from one area to the other. And here in Dublin, we had this pilgrimage of seven churches, very old tradition in cities, in the week before the Eucharistic Congress, launched by Archbishop Jackson and myself, with beginning in a Church of Ireland church and ending up in my pro-cathedral. And over 20,000 people took part in that during the week. Again, an interest on the part of people to, in a very low-key but clear way, bring their faith out into the streets and not hide the fact of being of their faith. My only regret is that maybe didn't continue for a little longer. There were a lot of people, for example, grandparents wrote to me and said, I brought my grandchildren. And it was there was something in it which brought us back to the idea of walking on pilgrimage, but also to the heritage that we have in those seven churches that were there, to how the faith developed and grew in Dublin. But also what people are looking to the church for isn't simply activity and doing things, but the idea of being silent with yourself and being silent before God is something that people feel a need for, and probably that need isn't being responded to in the right way. Most of us are afraid of silence. I always see when I get into a bus or a train and somebody sits beside you, the first thing they do is they take out a pair of earphones, and they close themselves off from their neighbours with some sort of noise. Might be good music, I don't know. But again, there was something there that I think we have to take heed of, and that we do need in a world where doing things and hustle and bustle showing off are very dominant things, that people do feel the need for silence.